Hi, I'm Matt Egan, Director of Federal Affairs at States Trust, the federal project at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Today joining us, we have Tom Homan, former Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement under Donald Trump, and he has served in law enforcement for a very long time and is a true wealth of knowledge. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some statements from President Biden regarding ICE, and we're going to give you an opportunity to tell the truth about what is really happening under this administration and what you were doing under the Trump administration. So we'll start with quote one. On Twitter, while running for president in 2020, President Biden said, President Trump's ICE raids are inhumane. His scare tactics solve nothing. We shouldn't be terrorizing communities and splitting up families. We should provide a pathway to citizenship and find a lasting solution.
Well, Mr. Biden isn't very smart because he's got his facts wrong. First of all, under the Trump administration, when I was the director, 9 out of 10, 90%, actually the number was 91% to be exact. 91% of everybody ICE arrested was either convicted criminal or pending criminal charges. We're talking about public safety threats because a lot of these people got out of county jail. If they're sitting in a county jail, it means they're not a choir boy. So 9 out of 10. We weren't sweeping neighborhoods. Every arrest ICE makes is done on a fugitive operations worksheet, has to get approval from supervisor. We know exactly where we're going, exactly who we're looking for. And that's, you know, they're well-planned operations. There's no sweeps. They're planned arrests. All the officers have Fourth Amendment training to actually drill it into them what everybody's rights are. So it's well-planned operations. We targeted national security threats and public safety threats first. But nobody was off the table. I mean, and the problem is, you know, because of sanctuary city policies, we go into sanctuary city to look for a bad guy. Criminal, because the jail released him rather than turning him over to us, we'll go in the community and find him. And when we find him, he may be with others. So sanctuary cities actually resulted in more collateral arrests, non-target arrests, because we're certainly not going to walk away from somebody that is here illegally. So as far as separating families, look, criminal aliens in the United States separate American families every day. Not by the mere fact they're separated, but by the fact these parents are burying their children. I met hundreds of angel moms and dads throughout my career, especially as ICE director. ICE is a well-thought-out operation, well-trained officers, not doing sweeps. The term sweeps haven't been used in the last 3 decades, so President Biden needs to get with it. These are well-planned operations, a very loyal workforce, very professional workforce, and I'm damn proud of the job they did.
Yes, and it's also true that family separation did not start under the Trump administration.
No, it didn't. You know, and I'm actually sick and tired of hearing about family separation. No, I'm being sued on that still, so I can't speak a lot about it, but I'll say this. Zero tolerance is something we did in the Trump administration, and the reason we did zero tolerance, start prosecuting people come across the border, including parents that bring their children, because we're trying to save some lives. We're, you know, 31% of women that make that journey get sexually assaulted by the cartels. Children die every day. So we figured maybe if we do zero tolerance, which many police departments around the world do it, you know, weekend, you know, July 4th weekend, maybe zero tolerance on DUI. Some cities have zero tolerance on prostitution. Well, we decided we're going to do zero tolerance and actually prosecute people for entering the country illegally, which is a crime under Title 8, United States Code 1325. We figured, well, if we start prosecuting, maybe less will come, which means less women get raped, which means less children die, which means less illegal aliens die making that journey. And it worked. Now, the sad thing is, yeah, when an adult goes to county lockup or U.S. Marshals custody, the child won't go with them. But as a cop in New York, and when I started my law enforcement career, police agencies in this country separate American families every day, thousands of times a day, when you arrest a U.S. citizen parent. It's sad. It's unfortunate. But it's a part of law enforcement. So the intent... The left will tell you the intent was to punish and be inhumane. It's nothing further from the truth. The intent was to save lives.
Sounds like the humane solution to me. So we'll go to the next quote. When discussing 287G agreements, then-candidate for President Biden said they undermine the trust and cooperation between local law enforcement and the communities they are charged to protect.
This is a bunch of garbage. He's soaking up the left's talking points, which are wrong. Sanctuary jurisdictions. Those who don't honor our detainers. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. Plain and simple. Let's talk about the trust between the migrant community, the alien community, and law enforcement. They like to use the term, well, the immigrant community would be afraid to go to law enforcement if law enforcement's working with ICE, so they'll be afraid to report crimes, whether they're a witness or a victim, and it's going to destroy the relationship between the police and the community. There's nothing further from the truth. That's a talking point that Les been spinning now for two decades, and is simply false. And let me tell you why. Most of the immigrant community, even if they're here illegally, are by large law-abiding. Other than enter the country illegally, they're pretty much law-abiding. They're, and they're family people. They take their family serious, and you know, they try to raise their families in a safe environment. Immigrant families, immigrant neighborhoods, they don't want predators in their neighborhood either. Do you think the victim and witness of a crime, who the left says they're afraid to go to the police and report being a victim witness because of their cooperation with ICE? Well, when they don't cooperate with ICE, the bad guy gets released back in the community. Do you think the victim and witness of that crime want that bad guy back in the community? Of course they don't. Look, sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. And let me tell you what the downside of this. When you force ICE to go into the community to find a target they could have arrested in the safety and security of a jail, it puts ICE officers at risk. Because now he has access to who knows what weapons. So it makes the operation much more dangerous. It doesn't protect the immigrant community at all, because the bad guy's going to go back in the immigrant community. And data shows overwhelmingly that an illegal alien will commit crimes against the very community in which he lives, the immigrant community. Like MS-13, they prey upon their own community. It puts the community at greater risk of crime. It put the community at greater risk of ICE arrest, because ICE is forced in the neighborhoods. It puts law enforcement officers at great risk. And I dare anybody that supports sanctuary city, any sheriff that supports not abiding by our detainers, not accepting our detainers, and calls themselves a sanctuary, and says he's just protecting the immigrant community, the relationship with the immigrant community, I dare him go to the immigrant community and ask him a simple question. Would you rather have ICE in your county jail or in your community? What do you think they're going to say? These immigrant communities, again, even though they're here illegally, they don't want someone convicted of DUI 10 times driving through their neighborhood. They don't want a child predator driving. Most of them are pretty law-abiding after they get here. They want a safe community, too. So it's a bunch of garbage what the left push. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals and put the community at greater risk of crime.
Well, this president doesn't seem to care about that at all.
No, absolutely. Well, this president doesn't get it. I mean, he used to get it, right? President Biden voted for border walls. He voted for border barriers when he's a senator. Now he says they don't work. All right, and this administration, I knew when this administration coming to power, they moved to the left. I didn't think they'd lose their mind. They went so far left, they fell off the table. I don't recognize this country anymore. I don't. And the men and women who put their lives on the line for this country every day, the men and women of the Border Patrol, which I think are some of the finest patriots the station has, they're not allowed to do their job, not allowed to uphold the oath they took. But you know what? Even though morale's in the toilet, they put the gun on every day, they put the Kevlar vest on every day, and they put themselves in harm's way for an administration they don't agree with. So, you know, hats off to the men and women of the Border Patrol.
Absolutely, 100%. Couldn't agree with you more, sir. I'd like to move on to our third quote from the president. So on the debate stage during the 2020 primaries, this moment happened.
Vice President Biden, you opposed sanctuary cities as a presidential candidate in 2007. Where do you stand now? Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, he was a member of Congress, was he not? He was in Congress. Was he in Congress in 1986? Has he been in Congress? Look, they legislate the law, right? The Immigration Nationality Act was written and enacted by Congress, which he's a member of. So what he's basically saying is that he enacted a law that he doesn't want enforced. It's ridiculous. Look, it's against the law to enter this country illegally. It's against the law to remain in this country after you've been ordered removed by an immigration judge. Anybody running for president or anybody running for political office of any kind should not wrap their arms around and embrace illegality. That's not what this country is about. This country is a nation of laws. And And to not allow a federal law enforcement agency to do the duty that the American people expect them to do the duty that Congress funds them to do, it's just ridiculous. That's a statement of a politician who doesn't think about the effects of the words he says, doesn't think about the effects of not following the law and supporting law enforcement in this country. The men and women of the Border Patrol, the men and women of ICE, they do a lot to protect this country. Every criminal alien they take off the street, that community is a little bit safer. We've arrested hundreds of thousands of criminal aliens in this country, making our community safer. You may not agree with the immigration laws of this country. Some people, immigration enforcement is very controversial, very emotional. I get it. I've done it for 34 years. But it's a necessary thing to do. We have a right to be a sovereign nation. We have the right to enforce the laws. We have the right to protect our borders. And we have the right to protect our communities. I mean, and we have a right to enforce the laws enacted by Congress. Look, if President Biden or anybody in Congress doesn't like what ICE does, then change the law. We're not making this up. We're doing exactly what you told us to do with the money you gave us to do it. So support the men and women law enforcement for a change. Support the men and women of ICE and Border Patrol, whose morale is non-existent. Again, some of the best national heroes we have, let's start supporting them rather than making their job more difficult and letting them turn their back on the oath they took, because they don't want to do that. These men and women joined to protect this country. Let them do it.
Well, hopefully we can get some changes soon and get them back to doing the job that they signed up to do.
One could hope.
One could hope.
I know I'm hoping.
Sir, I got one more quote for you here from the president. During an interview with Vice News, President Biden said this.
How exactly would you detain immigrants, if at all, in a Biden administration?
Yeah, I would not retain them behind bars. They show
None
up. No, here's what they do. They show up. Sometimes you have an ankle bracelet, you set a hearing. If the most you put on is an ankle bracelet, that you give a date, you're going to show up for an immigration hearing, and they show up.
Okay, that's ridiculous statements, because there's two data points he should be educated upon, which it probably wouldn't matter to him anyways. There's two data points why they need to be detained. Immigration court data over the last 10 years, like what we're dealing with right now with all these asylum claims, right? Immigration court data over the last 10 years says this, that for those who claim asylum at our southern border, 9 out of 10, actually 86.7%, 9 out of 10 never get relief from U.S. courts because they either don't qualify for asylum or they don't show up in court. So 9 out of 10 will get order removal issued by a federal judge. Remember that. 9 out of 10 will get an order removal. Now look at a different data point. Let's look at the Homeland Security Life Cycle Report that says for those order removed, if you're in ICE detention, you're removed 99.6% of the time, something like that. If you're not in detention, and let's say I'll use family groups, 6% rate. 90% lose your case, but only 6% rate. Those two data points that right there tell you how detention is necessary to guarantee due process is given. Mm-hmm. People demand they got the right to due process. People demand they got the right to see a judge. I agree. But when you spend billions of dollars on this whole system of due process, and the final decision of the court is to deport, we have to do it. The law requires it. And if we don't do it, what the hell are we doing? Mm-hmm. If we don't do it, shut down the immigration court. It's a waste of money. If the orders don't mean anything, take the Border Patrol off the border because there's no system of consequence. System set up, it's a fair system. We'll give you due process at great taxpayer expense, but the final decision must be carried out. I would tell President Biden that. And look, if we don't carry out those decisions, you're never going to solve the immigration crisis. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, right now, people know you can cross the border illegally, be released within a day, get flown to the city of my choice on taxpayer dime, get a free hotel room, 3 meals a day, medical attention, and work authorization for 5 to 7 years while they fight their case. Why would they not come? If they know in their hearts that they don't really qualify for asylum, they're going to end up getting order removed, but no one's looking to remove them, you're never going to fix the problem. The answer is consequences for bad behavior We have to do it. We have a system in place, follow through to the final decision. When the courts make the decision, it has to happen.
Yes, sir. I'd like to narrow in on the second part where he just the part where he discussed ankle monitors. Do those work? Do ankle bracelets work?
Ankle monitors are effective. It increases the appearance in court. Has a lot less effect on the end of removal. But it's a benefit for this reason. Okay, if they can't detain 2 million people, some are going to be, I think they need to be on an ankle brace, but it has to be GPS capable, so we know where they're at. But it helps their appearance in court. And even though they might just skip and not leave when they're already deported, it does one thing. Again, it helps them get in the court. So when they're ordered deported, they're there when they hear the order. Because you can't believe the thousands and thousands of appeals they file saying they weren't served properly, they didn't hear about the hearing. You know, at least we know they were there in person. They got the hearing in person. They can't appeal saying they want another hearing because they weren't properly advised or they sent it to the wrong address. So it takes away a lot of extra process that would take years. So getting them to court is very important. Removing them is also important. But if we can only get half it, I'll settle for getting to court if we can't detain them because it takes a lot of wasteful process out of the system, which means we can process more people. So bottom line, detention is always best because it guarantees the decision of the court, whether it's release, congratulations, you're now a member of this country, or you're going to be deported. Detention is the only way to guarantee, number one, to see a judge and guarantee the decision is carried out.
Well, it seems like the administration wants to avoid that from happening as much as possible.
This administration ain't done a damn thing to slow the flow. They haven't done a damn thing to secure the border. Governor Abbott in Texas done more to secure this border than anybody in this administration. So I don't think it's going to change. I think now they're saying, we got this bipartisan Senate proposal and Republicans aren't passing it. So now the problem's on them because we should secure the border. This legislation, a bunch of crap. The legislation's not going to secure the border. I've read it. It's terrible. And I knew what they're going to do. They get a couple of Republican senators to sign on to this thing, not understanding the consequences of this language in the bill. Now they can say it's bipartisan. So knowing when they passed that legislation or thought they're going to pass it in the Senate, they knew it never passed the House. Mm-hmm. And that was their plan. Legislation, bipartisan legislation that can't get passed by Republicans. Now we can flip the script and blame the Republicans for the border chaos. They didn't try to secure the border for 3 years. Well, all of a sudden now they're talking about border security. Well, guess what? Election's coming up. That's why.
They care more about the elections than they do the actual
safety
of the American
people.
They
care more about the optics. They care more about the optics of the crisis than the crisis itself. Mm-hmm. How's the crisis going to benefit them? Mm-hmm. Benefits them by saying it's Republicans' fault.
Well, sir, to build on that, everything you've been saying is basically shows us that the administration and the president are purposefully lying and misleading about ICE. Why would a sitting president purposefully undermine an agency that is so critical to national security?
You know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. This is not the America I grew up in. It's not the administration that I can recognize. Why do they support open borders? Well, they obviously perceive some political future benefit for doing this. Because mm-hmm. I've said many times, there's no downside in a secure border. There's no downside in less illegal immigration. There's no downside in less sex trafficking and women and children. There's no downside in less fentanyl killing Americans. There's no downside in less sex trafficking and women and children. There's no downside in taking billions of dollars away from the cartels. There's no downside in a secure border. So why did they open it up? Well, two reasons. I think they think these are future Democratic voters. But we don't even have to get there because Biden also overturned the Trump census rule, which means millions of people in sanctuary cities now be counted in the next census, which is going to result in more House seats for the Democrats. They sold this country off of political power. There's no other reason. There's no other reasonable explanation why you would open the border up, invite the crime, record migrant death, record U.S. citizen death. There's no reason to do this other than they perceive a future political benefit, which is disgusting on every level that a president and a secretary of Homeland Security would risk our national security for politics.
Something has to change. This is a crisis, and we need radical change now.
It's going to change. Mark my word. It's going to change.
Well, thank you, Tom, for joining us for a little while. Sit down, and thank you for being here at Texas Policy Summit.
You got it. Thanks for having me.